agenda item 8, low threat and general discharge cases. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you very much. The first item on there is just letting the board know that the staff enrolled this test well. It's adjacent to Clear Creek up in San Benito County in the statewide general waste discharge requirements for discharge to land. And then on the second page, also notification regarding Napomo Community Services District's biosolids application on their property. We have on page 2, 3, and 4, again, notification to the board of corrective action plan approvals. First one's the Moss Landing Commercial Park, and the second one is the dry cleaner here in Santa Barbara County. And Taya Tryon is our staff on that, and she is here if you have any questions on that one. And speaking of Taya, also on page 4, notification again for the board that we were able to close a couple of cases, three cases actually. The first one is Taya's case, City of Santa Barbara parking lot number 2, Chapala Street. And when we have a staff closed case, of course, that means that they meet the water quality objectives outright. And so it's what you might call a clean closure, although that's used in landfill language. And City of Santa Barbara parking lot number 11, again, that's Taya Tryon's case, the same thing. Do you get free parking with all these? And then Dr. Wei Liu of our staff had a case, Bob's Corner Store in Cayucas, and that was a case that met water quality objectives finally. Now we have bottom of page 6, another one of Taya Tryon's cases, but this is one that's recommended for closure. This is a city, another parking lot, City of Santa Barbara parking lot number 10, and we provided the data here. We had concentrations of DCE that were slightly higher than the objectives, and I believe the other constituents were within the objectives. But we've drawn the conclusion that this represents a low-risk site that's suitable for closure consistent with the criteria we've been using. So unless the board objects, and pending monitoring well destruction, we'll issue a case closure letter for this cleanup site. And we do have a map of that site attached. Any questions about that site before I move on?
Any board questions?
Doesn't look like it.
And then John Goni of our staff worked on the CNA Auto Service site. The nearest domestic well on that site is 1,200 feet to the southwest. And again, we have constituents that are slightly over the criteria, but we feel that this site also meets the low-risk criteria for being able to close the site. And so we will proceed with that, again, unless the board directs us to do otherwise. Any questions on that one? That's it for our item number 8. Thanks to staff for all their hard work on all these cases. And speaking of staff, I meant to mention on the consent calendar, the one item we had was the Solvang Wastewater Treatment Plant. And to put a name with a face, I didn't see here earlier, David, but this is David Licaro of our staff. Why don't you raise your hand? Who worked on that one. Thanks for your good work on that one, David.
Okay, any last questions or comments on agenda item 8? All right.